Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
If you're traveling to Colombia, and I know many of you are thinking about, hey, I think I'm going to go to Colombia, you may not want to use your Tinder while you're in Colombia. I know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Tinder has warned singles, because that's the only people that use Tinder, in South America, in a South American country of Colombia, to be wary of whom you swipe right on. At least 8 U.S. citizens have died in November and December, either from a suspected overdoses or homicides, often after meeting up with local women from dating apps. So it might not even be just Tinder. Holy cow. So according to the U.S. Embassy, dozens of other male tourists met up with Tinder and Bumble matches and reportedly woke up hours later to find that their bank accounts had been emptied and their devices stolen. Sometimes they've been beaten up. So local catfishers slash thieves are slipping Americans and other foreigners a sedative known as devil's breath. The drug is odorless and makes people suggestible enough to hand over personal belongings, passwords, and other sensitive info before it knocks them out. You don't want none of that devil's breath given to you. You may want it, but not for you. So I know you're, wanting to go to Medellin, Colombia to party and have your vibrant nightlife. But just watch yourself swiping right on your dating apps, because, some bad things may happen. And you may be worth it. You might think, it's not going to happen to me. Look how hot that person is. Swipe right. Welcome. But on the other hand, you might get slipped devil's breath. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Remember way back in November, December of 2022, and we talked about how they found homeless people living in caves in California. And they were cleaning them up. They gutted it out. They got rid of them. And they talked about how they were going to fill in the caves. And they were concerned about, the flooding and erosion. They were so caring for the homeless people that they wanted to, help them. Well, not so fast, because they moved back in. Big surprise. They moved back in to these riverside caves. And they outfitted what's being called the trash-filled dwellings with furniture and other supplies before they were cleared out by police and volunteers. The 20-foot-deep underground digs were tucked along this river in Modesto, accessible by makeshift stairs carved into the hillside. I mean, this area, according to them, has been plagued by vagrancy. There's a thing that we've got going on right now in the country called open borders. And those people are not the homeless people. Then we have there are some of the homeless people, not all. And there's a lot of people who are Americans, actual Americans, that are homeless. And they've got to have a place to live. And some of them don't want to have a tent along the highway. So they dig into the grounds, and let's go ahead and make a cave. They're right there by the river, which I'm sure that means that they're using that water for, going to the bathroom and drinking out of. I hope they're boiling the water. I hope there's a boil order on that water. So during the sweep of these living quarters, 7,600 pounds of trash filling up two trucks and a trailer was removed. Photos from inside the caves, I'll hold them up right here for you to take a look. They show a table, crates filled with supplies, and even a couple of chairs. We had a hard time. Authorities were like, how'd they get all this stuff down here? We couldn't even get up and down the hill. What would happen if the subterranean encampment collapsed? It would be devastating. Now, do I want the subterranean encampment to collapse? No. But you cleaned it out a couple of years ago, and now you're doing it again. And if one of those encampments, let's say, had collapsed between the last time you cleaned it out and today, you wouldn't even have known. You wouldn't even have known that those caves that had bedding, drugs, and other contraband in them, chairs, stuff hanging off the walls. That is amazing. People will find a place to live. They need a place to survive. And they cleared out eight caves along this river in Modesto. So I find it fascinating that we don't even know how they got this stuff down here. There's chairs and sofas and beds. Yeah, it's called work. Now, they're not doing work. Well, maybe they are. Maybe they are working, and that's just where they live, and that's their home. But have fun. Have fun. Look along your rivers and embankments to see if there's, you know, entryways, because you never know who's living in a cave down by the river. Okay, I don't know why this is funny, but it's funny. There's a kid in Salt Lake City, Utah, in Provo and Orem areas of Utah. And it's a 17-year-old who has executed these, what they call bizarre pranks. I don't call them bizarre pranks. I just call it's damn funny. I don't know why it's funny, but it is. He's been taking fish and taping them to the screens of ATM machines. It is so, the fish has got a cigarette butt hanging out of its mouth and is just taped to the screen of these ATM machines. It is hilarious. I don't know why it is, but it is. And he was posting the videos to his Instagram, of course, to his Instagram account, of course, where his bio states, live, laugh, tape fish on ATMs. It is so, so funny. Now, there are some videos being shown that people started copycatting, of course, in Tokyo, in Guatemala, in Phoenix, in a bathroom stall at the Bass Pro Shop. No, I mean, we have to do it to the ATMs. I don't know if there's an ATM in the bathroom stall at Bass Pro. Okay, no problem. He used a variety of fish such as trout, bluegill, bass, catfish, carp, crappie. The one fish that I saw had a cigarette in his mouth. Really, really funny. In one incident, he taped trout to a Provo police car. So he's just going around. That's really, really funny. That's not funny because it's criminal, okay? He's been charged with property damage stemming from the cost of the cleanup. Come on. How much does it cost to clean up ripping tape off of the screen? Oh, you had to replace the whole screen. Did you have to replace the whole screen? So he faces two charges of property cleanup, property damage stemming from the cost of the cleanup. That can't be that much. Now, he says on the Instagram that no fish was harmed in the making of these pictures and videos, but that is really funny. I don't know what I would do if I came up on an ATM machine that I wanted to use and there was a fish taped to the screen, but if just having to look at it and seeing it someplace else, damn funny. And you know you're getting in trouble when you're taping at the police cars. All right, right off the bat, you're just daring them to find you now. So you probably shouldn't have done that. But still funny. Many of you probably already know that drug shortages have hit a record high. I mean, this started this past December, really. It's been going on for probably longer than that, that shortages on drugs is incredible right now. And it's causing all kinds of disruptions in medical treatments. There's delays, there's treatment cancellations, there's the unfortunate rationing of vital medications. Even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 others. It's just incredible. Doctors are even saying that they've been forced to make impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. That's why you need the JACE case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics and that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And JACE is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin as an option in the JACE case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a JACE case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Get yours today. And as I sit here today, I see that there's an actual JACE case next to me. I open up. It's there. The JACE case. See what kind of medications we have in here. This is Ciproflex. All right. No, I won't read you all the drugs, but they're in here. The JACE case comes in a self-contained little zipper case. It's awesome. Go to JACEmedical.com today and enter code Jeffy at the checkout to get your discount on your order. So you too can zip or unzip your own JACE case. JACEmedical.com, JACEmedical.com. Don't forget to use the offer code Jeffy so you get that discount on your order. JACEmedical.com, JASEmedical.com. You see where the LSU college, wide receiver has been arrested for illegal online gambling. They placed 8,900 bets. 8,900 bets. According to reports, he even bet on LSU games while he was in school. His name is Kayshawn Boat. Kayshawn Boate. Kayshawn, Boutte.
Boot.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Boot.
Yeah, that's what I said. Boot. Okay. So anyway, he had 8,900 bets. Incredible. Now you ask yourself, well, I wonder, you know, okay, so just for, you know, for shoots, just for shoots, just for shoots. How'd he do? Well, he deposited a total of $132,147.53 into his gambling account. He then went on to win $556,267.58, used most of the money to make additional bets. He did withdraw $50,000 from the account. Can we get an idea of how he was picking, what he was picking, what he was doing? Because that's pretty darn good. And he'd be someone that you could follow. I know it's wrong. I know. Holy cow. I got it. It's just terrible that this young man was gambling while he was in college. But, you know, I mean, terrible as it was, can we at least find out what it was? I hope we get a detailed report on that. And we may get a detailed report. I mean, don't forget you got the lotto. Speaking of gambling, you got the lotto tonight. For those of you listening live, today is the 26th of January, 2024. That the Mega Millions lotto drawing is $285 million jackpot, 135.1 cash payout. And then tomorrow on the 27th, you have the Powerball drawing, $164 million, 78.8 million cash payout. So good luck. I don't think you're going to be as good as Kayshawn, but you might be, and that's the whole point of playing. Am I right? Yes, I am right. All right, let's go to the break room. I need to get something cold to drink desperately. Okay, so they say this video is on YouTube for kids. All right, that's what they say. I don't know whether to laugh. I don't know whether to be angry. I don't know, you know, maybe even cry. I'm not sure if it's something that they play at the kids' hospitals. I'm not sure this is even real. It comes from the Rob Primo on Instagram. And it's just amazing to me if this is real, okay? I feel like it's not real. I feel like we've been had. But I want to play it for you, because if it's something that is actually making the rounds on YouTube for kids, you know, you might want to watch out. It's funny to me, and I am definitely not for banning anything. So it's okay for it to be out there. Just, you know, you can tell your kids, just tell your kids it's not real. Just see them watching it. So the video is animated characters. Kind of like they're not animated though. It's kind of like H.R. Puffin stuff characters, stuff like that. You know that kind of show. But it shows really sick looking kids in wheelchairs, and they're coughing, and they've got the mask on. They're hacking, and here's the song. Okay, the song coming at you. Okay, so in a grave, either way, for certain, gonna happen someday. Some say it's wrong and they'll tell you just to pray, but it's okay to pass away. What? It's okay to pass away. So this kid coughing. Today it's okay to pass away. He's got blood all over his. Okay to pass away. Today it's okay to pass away. If your family is struggling, juggling the bills, really feel the burden of the doctors and your pills, call us up today and you know we're gonna say that it's okay to pass away. It's okay to pass away today. Come on now.
Pass away. It's okay to pass away today. It's okay to pass away.
Okay. I got it. This goes on for, you know, another minute or so with the same stuff. It's unbelievable to me. Now, I will say this. I should have done this in Who Died Today. This should have been part of the Who Died Today segment, because it's okay to pass away today. I don't know who did it. I don't know who gets the credit for it. It's not. I looked at it as watching it again. It's not like the H.R. Puffin stuff. It is more animated, more drawing characters than H.R. Puffin stuff. But the kids are real. The characters behind the kids are not. And the guy singing the song, it's okay to pass away today, is some kind of vegetable. I don't know what kind of vegetable. And I don't know what he's supposed to be, with a mustache and playing guitar. And telling you it's okay to pass away today. I know. Hey, I know people are saying, hey, humanity, do something. Humanity is doing something. They're telling these sick kids it's okay to pass away today. Wow. Just holy cow. We are headed down. You know where we're headed. You know. I know. I can't now. And the thing is that's also kind of catchy. So If you're humming it today, later, I apologize. But it is okay to pass away today. I was also seeing where, speaking of passing away, Microsoft laid off 1,900 gaming employees. I thought that wasn't going to happen. Didn't they just have the big $69 billion acquisition of the Activision Blizzard? Yeah. I thought that wasn't going to happen. Anyway, that's 8% of Microsoft's the cuts come from Xbox and Activision Blizzard. Yeah, huh. Interesting. And that's 8% of Microsoft's video game division. All right. CEO Bobby Kotick stepped down in December, and now Blizzard president Mike Ybarra has decided to leave. So they all got their money. They all got their money for their $69 billion deal, and now they're saying, we're done. They've got a new game. I thought they had the new survival game that was still ongoing. Yeah, we went ahead and canceled that. Huh. Does it have anything to do with the gaming-related companies like Twitch, Discord, Unity, and Riot Games all laying off people? No, it's a separate company. We've just got our own issues to take care of. Oh, okay. All right. No problem. Good luck. God bless. And I see, you know, we just had the big deal with the WWE and making, their big deal with Netflix, and they're in the news. And then we get the story where the woman who worked for WWE received a payout from the company, has now filed a lawsuit against WWE and Vince McMahon. Now, she's pissed because it boils down to this. And I'll get into what she's accusing them of. But it boils down to she signed an NDA for $3 million. She claims that Vince only paid her $1 million and she hasn't gotten her money. So she's going before the court to say that the NDA is now null and void because she didn't get all the money and she wants to be able to talk about it. But she already talked about it. She's saying that the non-disclosure didn't work and she's it's about the relationship that she had with Vince and John Laurinaitis, another head of talent relations, and a few other people that she claims that Vince and John pawned her off on. This Janelle Grant, she said that I didn't receive the full payment and wants to void the agreement with the lawsuit. But she's already voided the agreement by talking about, or at least the accusations that she's making is what she's being paid for. Now, Vince says it's absolutely BS. Okay. I mean, we already know that he has paid millions of dollars to other women to zip it, to quiet to allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity. And according to Janelle, the wife knew. He just didn't want to talk about it, I think. I think at one point she talks about how she had to have known, I think. I don't know that they can prove that the wife knew. But she was hired in 2019. And then McMahon pushed for a physical relationship in return for a long-promised employment at WWE. Look, how can you turn to say no to someone who's saying, hey, I want a relationship with you. I want a physical relationship with you. I promise to keep you working here forever. You can't say no to something like that. She was forced into a sexual relationship with McMahon where they would share explicit photos, videos, and details of her with other WWE employees, as well as coerce her into having sexual relations with other WWE staffers. Wow. So, I mean, obviously, if this is true, I mean, you're walking down dirtbag material. Some of the things that she claims that he made her do or that he did to her are pretty bad. Pretty, pretty bad. Now, according to this, the suit claims that McMahon told Grant, his wife, okay, found out about the relationship. So she claims that Vince told her that his wife found out about the relationship, and that's what brought on the NDA to get rid of her. Okay. So she signed the NDA, settled for $3 million. Once it was signed, she received $1 million payment, and she left the company in February of 2022. A few days later, McMahon and Grant met, and he commanded her to do one last thing, forcibly making her do oral sex. And she could not say no. There's just no way that she could possibly say no to that. They never met. She said WWE star had been in contact with Grant previously, had reached out to her in line. The two never met in person. Okay. Vince also says, no, none of this happened, and it's ridiculous. He doesn't control TKO anymore, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of the WWE. These allegations, they're taking very seriously. The company says, we're dealing with them internally. A spokesperson for McMahon said the lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth, and that he will vigorously defend himself. All right, so there you have it. So we'll see what happens with that. To me, it just boils down that she signed an NDA, which you're working for the WWE. I'm sure most of the employees have to sign that anyway. Could be wrong. But they do, you know, they have storylines and everything they don't want other people to know about. And so you probably sign an NDA. And so whatever her deal was, whatever happened, she signed a settlement deal, and now she's broken that deal. She claims she broke that deal because Vince broke the deal. But we'll see. We'll see. It does seem like, to me, that Vince had some issues. Jeez, am I working for Vince now? Wow, so if you use Robitussin cough syrup, stop. Haleon is recalling their Robitussin cough syrup sold nationwide due to microbial contamination that could lead to deadly infections for at-risk people. The U.S.-based unit of the U.K.-based global consumer health company, I love that, the U.S.-based unit of the U.K.-based global consumer health company, said, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and recall the Robitussin cough syrup because of microbial contamination. Use of the recalled products could potentially result in severe or life-threatening fungal infections in those with impaired immune systems. Haleon stated in a notice posted by the FDA, most users are unlikely to experience serious health problems. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But, you know, if there's an infection that requires medical intervention, that, you know, can be ruled out. You're probably going to be fine. But, you know, maybe not. Okay. So the recall includes, they give all these Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult, Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult 8-ounce and 4-ounce, Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult 8-ounce, Robitussin Honey CF Max NT Adult 8-ounce. Okay, that includes them. I would just, take a break from Robitussin altogether for just a little bit. Consumers who purchase the recalled products shouldn't use them, Haleon said. So I wouldn't. You can throw them away if you want, but I would take them back and make Robitussin give you your money back anyway, for sure. And if you start feeling any kind of, that may have been brought on by Robitussin. I don't know that. I'm just saying, microbial contamination could lead to deadly infections for at-risk people. And if you're an at-risk people and you have Robitussin in the house, could have been brought on by Robitussin. That's all I'm saying. Who died today? Who died today? Well, we'll start with Asami Max, the actress and model who appeared in publications like Playboy and Maxim, has passed away. I know. Rest in peace, Asami Max, dead at the age of 45. Now, we don't really know what killed her yet. They claim no foul play is immediately suspected. They responded to her home in the Las Vegas area where they found her. A thorough investigation will be conducted. So don't look at me like that, like you think it's that, because it's not. They would have said it immediately. So is it a drug overdose? Did she commit suicide? Or was it, you know, what you're thinking? No, it could have been what you're thinking, because they would have said something. So, Masumi Max, I think that's how you say her name. It's just going to be, I know I'm going to be wrong. That's how you say it. Masumi Max, the model, dead at the age of 45. Then they did do it. They did execute Eugene Smith, the Alabama convicted killer. He was put to death last night. So who died today? Eugene Smith, a convicted killer in Alabama. He was executed with nitrogen gas. Now, remember, he's the guy that they called off the execution a couple years ago with the lethal injection because they couldn't get the needle in. they keep saying because it went wrong. Yeah, they couldn't get the needle in. So he was sentenced to his death. It was in a 1988 murder for hire case. They couldn't get the needle in back in, I think it was a couple years ago. I think it was in 2022. And now they've had this, fight over lethal injection drugs, and they wanted to use nitrogen. And so they did use nitrogen. Alabama is one of only three states, Oklahoma and Mississippi, having approved the method, which is designed to replace oxygen in the body. I guess it did not go that well. I was reading the recap of what happened, and I guess, you know, according to the recap, and it could have been someone who didn't like executions, but it started at the William C. Holman Correctional Facility in Atmore, Alabama. And I love, man, William C. Holman Correctional Facility in Atmore, Alabama. Whew. So he's fitted with a mask, and that was used to administer the execution. The process began at 7:53 p.m. Central Time, and he was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. That seems to me like that didn't go that well. The nitrogen flowed for about 15 minutes during the procedure. I guess he looked like he was holding his breath, and then he, and I could go on to more detail of what happened, I won't, but I don't know, it was just really weird how he ended up dying. And if that, you know what, I know that he struggled against the restraints, well, yeah, hello, and that's what you're gonna do. I guess he held up his hands, he made the sign "I love you" sign in sign language is one of his hands that was facing the room where his family was witnessing there. Okay, all right, that's good. I love you too, baby. Sorry you were in prison for murder and you're on death row, but he got a couple of last meals, which kind of interesting. So his final meal was steak with A1 sauce, hash browns, and eggs, all right? But before that, he was served a breakfast meal that consisted of two biscuits, eggs, grape jelly, applesauce, orange juice. So, I mean, he ate pretty good on the last day. Maybe they'll find that when using nitrogen gas, maybe you shouldn't be that full. I don't know. I'm just pondering the question. So should Eugene Smith rest in peace? Yes, Eugene Smith should rest in peace, no matter what kind of murdering dirtbag he is, was. So Eugene Smith, dead at the age of 58. You know what else is dead? Electric buses. EVs. I know, EV buses. Now, remember, we reported, we talked about the Jackson, Wyoming buses. They switched to the diesel-powered fleet to keep the operations moving. Yeah, because they didn't work, these Proterra buses. And then you had the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. Love them. Man, do I love the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. They invested in 25 Proterra buses. Yeah, we haven't been able to really use them for over 3 years because we've had a lot of issues. Well, now Asheville, North Carolina is saying, you know what? We're going to go ahead and press pause on investing in any electric technology until we can assure the products we're going to be able to work. So now the city is relying on biodiesel and hybrid buses to transport commuters because they're going to go ahead and buy two more of those because they've spent, I don't know, millions of dollars trying to keep these buses on the road and working. Incredible. They bought five. This is Asheville, North Carolina. I love Asheville, North Carolina, by the way. Beautiful city. Purchased five Proterra electric buses in 2018 for $5 million. Since then, the city has spent more than $200,000 to build vehicle chargers. They have spent $118,000 each year for the contract to lease the buses, and to lease the buses, the batteries, and others to charge the vehicles. Okay. All right. So they've spent about $1 million on each one? Okay. So it's time to, we're not ready for this. They also talked about the doors, right in here, the doors. They had a problem with the doors and they couldn't get them fixed because no company makes them. Oh. Okay, well, so how do we get them? Well, we're just waiting. We're waiting for this special company that makes these special doors for us. Oh. All right. What about the traction drive controls that all went bad? Yeah, those are only $251,000. We'll get to you. No problem. Don't worry about it. What about the new power inverters? Yeah, those are only $14,000 each. We'll get those. Don't worry about it. And so the new doors, there's a third party that makes them? No, not really. We just got to go find someone to get the custom doors made. Okay, so the company Proterra filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this past August. And that was just after, you know, they received $10 million in COVID funding. Huh. So they got the COVID funding and then we can't do business anymore. So it's not interesting how they all get their money and then they just go away. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. But hey, you keep pushing that electric and that green energy. You keep doing that because someday, someday it's going to work. It's Friday, so that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not real, thus that's why we call it What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Matt Tardy. If he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he'll win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scented design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. com. Matt Tardy, welcome to What's the Lie?
It is an honor. Oh, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you for being a contestant on What's the Lie. Matt, what do you do for a living? You need to pull down money for a living. How do you make money?
Well, not so well. I was a professional juggler and variety entertainer for about 30 years. So
that is awesome.
Yeah.
You're not one of those guys that can juggle like 50 things, are you? Because you're going to piss me off if you are. I might even just hang up on you.
I mean, 50 is a stretch, but yeah, I can juggle a lot of things.
And I
can also juggle like any three random objects that you can think of. I could just basically pull it off. Yeah.
I believe I could do that as well. Three random objects. I believe I could do that. No problem. I taught myself how to juggle one summer. I could tell you the whole story about how I taught myself how to juggle. I probably have at one point. But there was a guy. I used to take my son to this meeting every week. Quick story. I used to take my son to this meeting every week at the same place. And it was, I never wanted to leave because it was far, it was away from our home, and I was there, and I didn't, you know, so I just drop him off. I'd wait out in the parking lot, and, you know, I'd, you know, listen to the radio, smoke cigarettes, do whatever. And there was a guy, probably you, Matt Tardy, that used to pull in to the back of that parking lot, and he would practice his juggling back there, and he would juggle like these 80 things all the time. I wanted to go back and just punch him right in the face because I never could get that. I could get three, I could get four, I'm okay, but after that, I'm done. I'm just completely done.
Yeah.
And I love it. It was awesome. So what? I mean, you're saying people don't. How come you're not working for Cirque du Soleil? What's going on?
excuse me. Actually, a lot of my friends do work for Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm a family guy. I got a couple kids, and that's a hard life. So
here's an idea. This is just a helpful hint from me. We juggle the kids, and we go down Cirque. Okay, we bring the cafe, we juggle the wife, we juggle the kids. They're along with you for the ride. You're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you cut them up small enough.
That hurt. You said you could juggle anything, any size.
Yeah, I didn't say any size. You added that.
Oh, okay, well. All right, let's move on, because I could talk about juggling and your act for quite some time. And I actually do want to know more. But I digress, because we're in the middle of What's the Lie. So, you ready to play? Four headlines, one not real. What's the Lie? All right. Headline number one. The NSA's Furby documents just dropped. Headline number two. Airline introduces fee for passengers bringing stinky or food-emitting aroma onto airplanes. Headline number three, the lost continent of Zealandia has been mapped for the first time. Headline number four, woman arrested after police found $2,500 worth of Stanley Cups in her car. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, the NSA Furby documents just dropped. Headline number two, airline introduces fee for passengers bringing stinky or food-emitting aroma onto plane. Headline number three, the lost continent of Zealandia has been mapped for the first time. Headline number four, woman arrested after police found $2,500 worth of Stanley Cups in her car. Matt. Those are your four headlines.
Whew.
What is the lie?
Man, I even researched ahead of time, and none of these came up. So I'm wow. Geez, I'm gonna go with the NSA Furby documents.
Oh no, Matt! I wanted you to win so bad too. Well, hey, thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIII. So, I mean, you want to know which one is the lie, or are you going to guess again?
I'm going to go with the food on the plane.
You'd be correct.
Should have
went with that one. I know. That's everybody thinks I do it, but you really didn't. I know it. All right, man. Thanks a lot for playing What's the Lie, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jeffy.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.